Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's been an extraordinary day of public testimony on Capitol Hill. Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's one-time lawyer and personal fixer, is testifying before the House Oversight Committee. In his opening statement, Mr. Cohen described President Trump this way.
He is a racist. He is a con man. And he is a cheat. He was a presidential candidate who knew that Roger Stone was talking with Julian Assange about a WikiLeaks drop on the Democratic National Committee emails.
Joining us now is NPR congressional correspondent Scott Detrow. Hi, Scott.
Hey there.
So the hearings have been tense. They've been occasionally testy. It's kind of gripping political theater. But are we learning anything new about President Trump?
I think we are. I think we're filling in a lot of the details. Cohen is also, this is the first chance that lawmakers or really anyone has had a chance to ask extended follow-up questions. For instance, there was a question based on some reports earlier on whether President Trump had directed Michael Cohen to lie to Congress, as BuzzFeed initially reported. Cohen is testifying today that there was no direct statement, you should lie to Congress, but he said through his actions, through his inferring that his message, what he understood then candidate Donald Trump and then later President Trump to say was you should lie to Congress. Several other things like that. Cohen saying that he was in the room when he heard a conversation where Trump was told that WikiLeaks had damaging information about the DNC. He also talked about seeing Donald Trump Jr. come and talk to Donald Trump about what Cohen assumed was that infamous meeting in Trump Tower where Russian operatives said we have information about Hillary Clinton.
So a lot of the details getting filled in. And it really has been kind of a fascinating look into Mr. Trump's 2016 campaign for the White House, with Mr. Cohen saying, you know, he never thought he would win. That's why he kept pursuing the Trump Tower project.
Absolutely, saying that he viewed it as one big infomercial and that he saw a chance to continue making money. And that's why not only did Cohen and others in the Trump organization continue pursuing the deal as late as they did in the 2016 election, but he says that's why President Trump had no qualms lying about the fact that he had no business with Russia, no dealings with Russia, statements that you probably remember from the presidential debates and at other times in 2016.
Republicans have aggressively portrayed Cohen as a fraud and a liar, as the real con man, someone who just can't be trusted. He lied to Congress and others before, they've noted repeatedly. Here's Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, the committee's ranking member, questioning Cohen.
When you made false statements to financial institutions concerning a home equity line of credit, taxi medallions in your Park Avenue apartment in 2013, 2014, and 2015, and you pled guilty to making those false statements to those banks, was that all done to protect the president?
No, it was not.
Scott, seems like Republicans are really trying to get under Cohen's skin and their main line of attack. They're hammering away that, you know, you're a liar. Do you think it's working?
You know, I'm curious how this plays, because it's hard to paint somebody as a liar and a con and a fraud when he basically admitted to that in his opening testimony. I mean, Cohen has been pretty blunt about the fact he is on his way to federal prison because he lied to Congress. And he admitted that. He said he apologized for it. I think some of the questions that I'm curious if they stick is that, you know, if Donald Trump was all these things that you say, a racist, a con man, a fraud, as the opening statement said, why did you work for him for a decade? Mm. You know, that one thing that stuck out to me was a congressman asked Cohen, what is your source of income going forward? And Cohen said, I don't expect to have much income when I'm in a federal penitentiary.
Right. I mean, I'm curious, too, are there any Republicans that are sort of deviating from the line of attack that you're a liar, you're a liar?
Not as of yet. I mean, there's been several strains of you're a liar, going from Cohen's own personal dealings, his own personal loans, embarrassing things about himself and his past, and also things that he did for President Trump. I mean, I think that the tape that we just heard gets to the heart of it, saying, you know, Michael Cohen, you're here saying you did all this stuff on behalf of President Trump and the Trump Organization, but you also lied and committed shady business practice to further your own self-gain. This was not just working for Donald Trump. This was about you.
Trump tweeted from Vietnam overnight about how Cohen, quote, did bad things unrelated to Trump. He is lying in order to reduce his prison time, end quote. In the last 30 seconds here, I mean, has Cohen implicated Trump in any actual crimes today? Anything we didn't know about?
Well, he produced checks as evidence. This is something we knew about already, but he has presented checks that he was paid by the Trump Organization with the blessing from Donald Trump. He says as part of that agreement where Cohen paid women in order for them not to go public about alleged affairs with Donald Trump in 2015 and 2016. So we're seeing the documents that back up some of the court filings we've seen.
Scott Detrow, NPR's congressional correspondent. Scott, thanks a lot.
Sure thing.